It's This Week in Classical Music, an update on what's happening in the classical music world. I'm Randy Kinkle. Strange things were afoot over the weekend at the Met in New York City. A Saturday matinee performance of Rossini's William Tell was stopped during the second intermission after a man from the audience was observed reaching into a black bag and sprinkling the contents into two separate places in the orchestra pit. Police say the powder may have been human ashes. The action was perceived as a threat. An announcement was made from the stage that there was going to be a delay, and a little later there was a second announcement that the final act was canceled. The Met also canceled the evening performance of another opera as well. While doing their investigation, police said the man told other patrons he was there specifically to sprinkle the ashes of his mentor during the performance. They identified the man through video surveillance footage and interviews with witnesses he spoke to, and said they were trying to contact him. You know how we're always telling you how much listening to K-Bach can help you at work. It can be good for your concentration and your focus. And now we have more scientific proof of that. A recent study showed that music encourages the release of dopamine in the reward area of the brain. That's according to Dr. Amit Sood, a physician of integrative medicine with the Mayo Clinic. Research focuses on how music affects workplace performance. In one study involving information technology specialists, they found that those who listened to music completed their tasks more quickly and came up with better ideas than those who didn't, because the music improved their mood. When you're stressed, you might make a decision more hastily. You have a very narrow focus of attention, the doctor said, and when you're in a positive mood, you're able to take in more options. Those who were moderately skilled at their jobs benefited the most, while experts saw little to no effect. Dr. Sood says it takes just 15 minutes to a half an hour of listening time to regain concentration. Music without lyrics usually works best. For more on these and other items and events, go to the website kbach.org and be listening each week at this time for another update. Find us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter, join us every weekday at noon with Linda Cassidy for the Most Wanted Hour, playing your top 100 picks in classical music. I'm Randy Kinkle for This Week in Classical Music. On listener-supported 89.5 KBAQ Phoenix and HD, we also broadcast on translator K209DV Scottsdale at 89.7, and we're available on the web at kbach.org.